Well, he certainly will be. School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. With Liberty and No Ice for All. By Michael Reese. Directed by Richard C. Avon. Live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom, July 15th, 2018.
Password?
Second flush? I can't believe how far I had to go to get a cup of this backward country.
What can I get you?
I'd like a cup of tea, please.
Yeah, I got that. What kind? Green, oolong, black, pu'er, white, purple.
Purple?
Yeah, purple. You know, the varietal with high levels of anthocyanin. Process similar to a green. As I was saying, Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Kenyan, just for starters, we can...
Black! Please. Strong, milk, sugar.
Yeah, okay. Assam, all right?
Yes. Thank you.
Hey there. Now I'm Ryan, I come here a lot. Sorry about all that pomp and circumstance. Most of the customers in this place, they like their tea fancy. I take it you're not from around here?
That obviously. No, it's my first time in one of these, places.
Yeah, figured that by your order. At least you didn't try to order it with ice. You would have been shouted out of the room and maybe accused of being a cop. You know?
Ice? In tea?
I know, but it's a thing. I think some of the seedier places in the South do it that way, you know? You know, you don't seem like the type that normally drops into a tea speakeasy. I mean, we get a lot of Brits. They just usually know how the way things work. You have a name?
Oh, yes, sorry, where my mind is. Henry. My name is Henry.
Well, Henry, is this your first time in the U.S.?
Yes.
What brings you to New York? I take it you weren't just interested in seeing what these kinds of places actually look like up close.
Oh, my, no. I prefer an uncomplicated tea experience. I'm here on business. I work for an alcohol importer, and I have to see what I can do around here now that my country has added tariffs on bourbon.
Oh, I see. And since you're British, you just can't go without your cup of tea, huh?
Well, yes. I have to say I do rather rely on my daily tea to keep me going. Can't imagine how you've kept this bloody ban on for over 200 years.
Yeah. I mean, the Tea Party was a big deal here. It was one of the defining moments of our revolution from you guys, no offense, you know. The Tea Party even became one of our two political parties after the collapse of the GOP. The Boston Tea Party turned coffee into a big deal here, and it's kind of been king ever since.
Coffee. Ugh. Never gonna get a taste for it. Well, I guess the tea prohibition makes that horrid drink make more sense. I don't understand why you don't just legalize it.
That's become an issue of patriotism, you know? No one wants to be on the side of tea. You might as well be on the side of a flag burning for fun, or terrorism, you know? There are a few states that are looking at putting measures on the ballots to legalize locally. New York isn't one yet. There's also money in tea running. You know, a bagger can make quite a bit running leaves from Canada or Mexico.
Bagger?
Yeah, tea bagger. You know a tea runner? That's what the tea gangs call them. Risking life and limb at the border to bring in all kinds of shitty options.
Oh, I had no idea. Tea bagger means something very different where I'm from.
You know, of course, they're bringing in all these teas from, you know, shithole countries like Kenya. I mean, who wants purple tea?
Oh, I don't know. That might be interesting.
Interesting is one way to put it. I call it elitist. You know, snobby. Unnecessary. And everything wrong with the left in America, you know?
Tea is supposed to be black,
with milk and sugar.
I mean, that's how I always take mine, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a nice oolong or Japanese green, if that's what you're into.
Well, of course you take yours black with milk and sugar. It's because you're sane, you know? You know the right way about things. You English may have been taxing the colonies without representation, but at least you knew how to make a fucking cup of tea.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I didn't understand. If you grew up here...
Well, my family's from India originally, Bombay specifically, or I guess, what is the Mumbai now. They came over a long time ago and had to deal with all the tea insanity. But my parents taught me the right way to drink a Darjeeling, you know? And now all these snobs are trying to ruin it for the rest of us.
Want a song? British style.
Yeah, you mean the right way. Real men drink the good old-fashioned tea of the king.
Thank you.
I just don't get it, you know? Why would you take a perfectly good utilitarian drink and just make it more expensive? What's so great about all these different teas? They don't taste like anything they're supposed to. There's no bite in almost any of them since they steep them colder and shorter. There's no sweetness or creaminess from the milk or the sugar. It's not even the same drink. It's totally different.
Well, I guess different people have different tastes.
Different tastes? Like ice in your tea? That's ridiculous. Tea is supposed to taste a certain way. And all these other types are just muddy in the waters, you know? What are you? One of those ridiculous whiners who wants affirmative action to steal jobs away from the people who earned them?
Affirmative action, is that like the equal employment law?
It's an unequal employment law. It gives jobs to lazy people and leaves hardworking people out in the cold because some cucks think they didn't get a fair chance.
Why don't those people just work hard? That's ridiculous. Like, some people just need help. And there's still racists in the world. Look, yes, some still have large amounts of power. And I don't think you mean to defend racists.
I'm defending people who worked hard for their jobs. People who just want to drink tea and drink it the right way. I'll tell you, the real reason we're getting all these fancy teas and affirmative action, it's these elites, these scientists and experts. They all think they're better than us. They can't drink their tea like anyone else. It has to be the special thing.
But if you can't have it all the time...
Well, why not? Why can't we have it all the time? It's because of snobs like these. They're making money hand over fist with this specialty tea racket. They're bringing in all these fancy styles. Pu'er, Tiwangin, that thing. And they're charging an arm and a leg for it. Why can't it just be simple black tea, milk and sugar, just to the right color? Who gives a flying fuck how the leaves were drying, all right? I want them pulverized and left in the pot. People like me are angry because we are tired of tea being considered unpatriotic. We're leading the movement to overthrow all this PC no tea bullshit. The gang's the only ones profiting off of tea, so why not turn that around and give it back to the people?
Well, obviously, I think that tea should be legal, but why does it have anything to do with political correctness?
Well, that's just it. They keep it illegal, so that people like me can't get our caffeine. Those other people usually like coffee more. They force us to drink that horrible stuff and pay the outrageous prices for tea. That cup there is $10.
What?
Yeah, and you thought Starbucks was bad. But the fancy teas are even worse. It all goes back into the pockets of the tea gangs. They want to keep it illegal so that they can keep charging the high prices for it. And all that money just funnels right to the worst parts of America, or all the world. China. Japan. Kenya. The Chinese control the tea market here in America.
I don't think that's a fair...
Oh no, all the money goes right to those degenerates. It just increases the overall trade deficit. They're ripping us off. It's like they're stealing money right out of our pockets.
Hey.
Well, maybe, but you seem like perhaps the most racist person I've ever met.
You're not one of them, are you? Some PC libtard that doesn't want to offend anyone because
you want everyone to like you.
I mean, I'm not an ignorant xenophobe who thinks that other countries are full of degenerates. It just seems to me you can't hope to understand the macroeconomic implications of a trade deficit like the one the US is running.
Oh, no, you're absolutely one of those elites. I should have known when you said you were an importer and started talking about the tariffs. You know, your side is going to lose this trade war because we're just much stronger than you. I can't believe how many of you weak nobodies come into a place like this. Why don't you just go ahead and order a $50 milk oolong? You're the sort that would probably love to line the pockets of those thugs.
All right, you know? Ryan, you've been warned before. Stop harassing this gentleman and let him drink his tea.
Come on, you cuck! Stop trying to suppress my right to freedom of speech.
Yeah, freedom to speak, but not freedom from consequence. You know the deal. Hey, Glenn. Could you please escort Ryan out of here?
Fuck you! You can't stop my message by kicking me out!
I'm not trying to stop your message. I'm trying to keep this place quiet. I don't want to get raided.
Alright. Let's go.
No, fuck you! Fuck you! Get me out of here!
Give us cocks! All of you cocks! Cocks! All of you cocks!
Is that normal? I don't even know if I can believe any of that stuff. I mean, he was just sitting here drinking tea too, buying into it while spewing a bunch of hate.
To be fair, many people believe those things, but aren't dicks about it like he was.
Really? Yeah, it seems like the people who would come in here would all be on the right side of issues like these.
I mean, I don't know that I call one side or the other the right side. I happen to agree with Ryan on a lot of what he says, especially about ice and tea. I mean, who does that?
Really? But you work here.
You don't have to think globalization is a good thing in order to work here.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, you seem so, well, snobby about my tea choice.
I was surprised more than anything else. People don't usually come in here to drink a standard cup of tea. And honestly, I work on tips. So a more expensive cup means a better tip.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I was just under the impression that you didn't agree with him.
He was being a jerk. And I don't agree with being a jerk to people. I think that people should be able to have a different opinions on a subject without having to hate each other. Personally, I happen to think that the U.S. should not legalize the tea trade because I make more money that way.
But aren't you concerned you'll get raided? Isn't it hard to do your taxes or do anything since your money's illegal?
Sure, things are harder. But America is all about freedom, and I think that capitalism should rule the day with tea. Not outdated ideas about what we should or should not believe about the British. I also don't really trust elites. I think they have way too much power in our society.
Isn't that just another way of saying science is bullshit and we shouldn't listen to anything anyone says? I mean, it seems to me it's just another way of enforcing ignorance.
I can see why you might get that impression, but I just think that scientists and experts hold too much sway in our society. So many different studies that are published just can't be reproduced, which I think should make those studies entirely invalid. I think people should make common sense judgments about things and decide for themselves.
I don't know. I think that experts are experts because they know more about a subject than other people. That's why they got to be called experts. People are having trouble reproducing a study. Well, that's a thing to be investigated. I don't think it really invalidates a whole set of opinions.
Well, not only that, but those experts you're referring to need to get paid. And if they have nothing to study, no controversy that they're looking at, then their funding dries up. They lose their jobs. I just don't trust anyone whose job it is to study something to be entirely objective. Lots of so-called experts have said that legalizing tea in the U.S. would be better for everyone, but I am pretty sure they haven't thought about me when they're publishing these findings.
Wow. Does everyone who comes here think like that?
Views are views, and personality is personality. I don't think people should be demonized because they have certain views, but I also don't think that you need to actively hate a group of people in order to be compassionate about any given topic.
Well, I don't know that I agree with you, but I guess I can see how you might think that.
I didn't really think I was going to change your mind about trusting experts or global trade, but I just wanted you to know we're not all like Ryan. Ryan's just a jerk.
So, you're not all like him, but since people like him exist, you can't all be like you either. I always thought that people who have beliefs like Ryan were generally more like him. Now, do you think more are like you than are like him?
Ryan can be very respectful and bring up interesting, thoughtful arguments. I've heard him make some really good points before. He needs to realize that he needs to be more respectful to others, but honestly, others need to be more respectful to him, too. In a way, I've got it harder and easier since I'm the service industry. I'm expected to be nice to people, and I do better if I am. Because of that, I have more practice with respectful conversation. That said, it's harder on me too, because no one is required to be respectful to me.
Good to know. I'm so sorry. There's no requirement for people to be respectful to you.
Comes with the job. And it's twice as bad when what you're selling is illegal. People tend to look down on you. Would you like another tea?
No, thank you. I think the one will do it for me today.
Okay, that'll be $10.
Still can't believe it's that bloody expensive for just a cup of tea. Do you take cards?
Are you serious right now? Do you think you're at Starbucks? Just your neighborhood restaurant? Who told you about this place, and why the fuck didn't they tell you we only take cash?
Oh, no. look, my mate George told me about this place, and he said it was all cash. It's just slipped my mind, all right? I mean, what's wrong with cops?
I can't fucking... We're not a legal business. We can't access the banking system in the traditional ways.
Really? What, you can't get around the issue by using, a shell company or something?
I'm avoiding trouble with the IRS by taking cash under the table. And you think that the company itself can just use a shell company to, launder the money it makes on tea?
No, I suppose not. How about, Bitcoin? I hear that's used for all sorts of illegal activity these days.
Do you have Bitcoin to spend?
Well, no. I'm just...
Oh my god. Ever since the Fed started tracking our wallet IDs, it hasn't really been safe for too many people to use Bitcoin anymore. There were too many transactions coming into our wallets, and the Feds figured out those IDs really fast. We almost lost this place because someone wasn't careful with their transactions, and we had to ditch a month of revenue or lose the shop and at least a dozen customers.
You're serious? I didn't think anyone actually used Bitcoin in a day-to-day transaction.
Then why did you ask?
I was curious. I had to find a way to...
You don't have an active black market that a large population actively participates in, so here's the basics. Bitcoin is great, but there's only so much anonymity that you can buy with it. Money has to start somewhere, and no one really can mine Bitcoin on their own anymore. So we are a cash-only business until we come up with a better option. Or fuck it, if one of the legalization movements gains some momentum.
Well, cash it is then. Keep the change. Really enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks. Me too.
And one more thing. I have to be honest, but some of the things Ryan was saying were racist, right? You know he's a racist, and I can't imagine being respectful when someone is being racist.
Yeah. Ryan crosses a line. I think he genuinely believes that he's not, but it's hard for him to recognize when he's being racist. I've been trying to call him out on it for a while now, but honestly, I haven't quite figured out the right way to get through to him. I think there's a way, but I just don't know what it is yet.
Well, I thought we were going to jump to his defense and say he wasn't racist. I'll say it was somehow okay.
No, Ryan is racist, and it is definitely not okay. You don't have to be racist to think that global free trade is not the best thing for domestic workers.
Strange view for someone who works at a shop where the product has to be imported, albeit illegally, from abroad.
It's my job. It doesn't define who I am.
Spot on! Apologies if I offended you.
No more than most. Enjoy the rest of your stay in the U.S. I hope you come in again. Always good to have some variety in the tea orders. Just as long as you don't ask for it iced.
With Liberty and No Ice for All. Written by Michael Reese. Directed by Richard C. Avon. Presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. Performed by Molly Powers Gallagher, Aaron David Kapner, and John Noel. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.